Okay, we're a little behind time, but we're catch up. I'll be very brief and I'll be very quick and okay, so this is something that I've been working on for a very long time. In case you don't know me, I'm Alexios and I've been working in SBOMs for many years. And this is a preview of what of a big effort that is what we're doing at work, and part of it I think will be interest for more people. Right. In case you haven't known by now, right? SPDX talks about three different levels. Right. They're talking about package. We're talking about file, and inside files there are snippets, and this is a hierarchy, right? And the package, which is the largest of the three, right? In both in the definition of SPDX version 2 and the definition of SPDX version 3, it's any unit of content that can be associated with the distribution of software, right? So it's about software being distributed, right? And this is a package, right? And in our work we found this a problem because this is about something being distributed, right? A very concrete thing being distributed. But sometimes we want to refer to something more general, right? We want to talk about OpenSSL in general, right? Or Zlib, or log4j if you were working to Christmas ago. Right, or Llama, or something like that, right? So in our current terminology, in SPDX, there is no way to refer to OpenSSL in general, right? You have to refer to one specific package, and I'll explain that right after. So we introduced this new concept that we just call component, right? And when I say we introduce it, we have an internal system that we call Tosca. And this is the acronym of the Open Source Component Aggregator, and because I could not find another word for me. So it's a system that handles open source, essentially, and SBOMs and all this stuff. But essentially, we had to introduce the new idea of a component, right? So the component in some abstract thing, right, that talks about a specific software component, right, OpenSSL. So it might refer to a specific version of OpenSSL or not. But remember, when we were talking about a package is a very specific, when you say a package is OpenSSL version 3.1.0 as distributed by Ubuntu. Right, this is a package, because OpenSSL, another version, as distributed by Ubuntu, will be a different package, right? Or OpenSSL, exactly the same version as distributed by Debian, for example, is yet another package, right? So each of the package is a component with a specific version from a specific supplier, right? And when we're talking about supplier, supplier is the entity that provides the software, right? So if we're talking about Deb things, you can get it from Debian, for example, or Ubuntu. These are suppliers, right? If you get Python packages, you usually get them from PyPy. Java, you get them from Maven Central, NPM from Node, all this stuff, right? Rust, you get from Crate.io. In Go, unfortunately, there is no such thing. We'll have the issue afterwards, right? But besides the actual distributors of packages, right, there is projects themselves, right? OpenSSL also publishes their own source, so they are also a supplier, right? And they publish it in OpenSSL.org. So our model, our ontology, if we want to call it in nice words from SPDX, right, we had the package, and the package is a package of a component, and is provided, is supplied by a supplier, Right. And they all belong to an ecosystem. This is an internal thing. And then we can, you know, our ontology is much larger. We have licenses, we have attribution text, we have other stuff. Right. But the whole idea is that a package is, I'm repeating the same words again, right, is one specific version by one specific supplier. But we wanted to have the component part, because the component part is something abstract, right? If I want to refer to something covering, for example, two different versions of OpenSSL, right, I can use the component abstraction, right? Couple of examples. Curl, for example, right? You see there are four different type of boxes, as shown on their label on the right-hand side, right? And there are four different types of arrows, right? What is licensed under, is distributed by, is instance of, and is package of, and the box style is a license supplier component, the package. The package is the rectangle, and the abstract thing is the ellipse, that the component, right? So we're talking about the curl component in the center, right? And there are two curl different versions, but they're again, they're abstract, right? Because I'm talking about, in general, curl 8.9, right? And then if you get the specific version of curl by a specific supplier, then this is a package, right? Then you have, you know, the suppliers and all this stuff. The nice thing about that is that if you see the point in the center, there is a dotted line from curl to curl. The curl is the abstract component in the center, and the one in the lower part of the screen is the license, right? So I can associate the license on the abstract component, and I say, yeah, I can save the information that the curl is under the curl license. I should have chosen another example so that it was more interesting. Right, and you can save it here and not repeat this information in for every of the four different packages, right, that you have this information, the aid. You know, the curl 7.8 by Ubuntu is under curl, the curl 8 under Ubuntu is under curl, and all these different versions. If we go to OpenSSL, it's a little even more complex, and then, you know, you have different versions of OpenSSL from different suppliers, and then, you know, depending on the version, the license formation might change, right? The OpenSSL 3 is under Apache, but OpenSSL 1. Something is under OpenSSL license, right? So you can have, you know, again, you're building your graph and you can have your information whenever you want, right? And you have still your suppliers and the license formation nodes and stuff. So the main, you know, idea I want to present here is this introduction of this abstract component thing, right? And the advantage that we found using this is that you refer to something in, you know, in general, right? As I said before, you know, I want to talk something about OpenSSL in general, or in curl in general, right? And I can refer to that independent of the specific version and independent of the actual supplier who gives me the actual bits of a specific package, right? Typical information that we used for, and that's where we started with that, was license information. Obviously, any information can also be, if there it's pertinent to an abstract version of a component, you can associate it with that, right? So, as I said, we're very short. So, a couple of real-world data. We've been using this abstraction, I mean, we developed it internally and designed it and, and developed it. We've been now working it for not 2 years, but a little less than 2 years. Right. We keep updating the model. This was not even in the beginning the same. I'm talking about the abstraction, right, the ontology, the data model. Right. We had different software implementations. We started, you know, from proof of concept, prototype, pilot. Yeah, we have different. And every implementation, depending on the team that did it something different. This is the software part is not the interesting part. It's the data model part. Right. And we also do continuous data collection. Right. So we collect data for a lot of open source packages. Right. In order to get, for example, you get packages from the suppliers. Right. There are too many variations to get how to get the data from suppliers. Do they publish a list of components? Do they not? You know, is the list include only the latest version? Does it get all version? Do you get license information, for example? Do you get a source link? Do you get other meta information? This depends completely on the ecosystem. I mean, I'm not sure if it's clear, but what I'm saying, does the supplier provide a list of components? Let's see, a supplier is Ubuntu, as we say, right? Does Ubuntu provide a list of all its components? And the answer there is, it depends how to get it, right? If the question was about Debian, the answer is yes, I can get it, all the lists of packages in Debian, right? If you're talking about PyPy, yes, it does. If you're talking about Rust, Crates.io does publish a list of packages, but not all the versions, right? It publishes the latest version of each one. Right. So, depending on what you want, these answers vary a little. So, some real data statistics. For four different suppliers, right? We have a list of how many packages do we handle, right? And how many components? Remember, components are the abstract idea, and what's the savings if you put the information on the component level instead of the package level? Right. And you see in Debian what we collect the information once per month. Right. We have in our data 234,000 packages. Right. But these correspond to 54,000 components only. Right. So you save 77% if you keep the information on the component level, right? And then, you know, Ubuntu, we only care about LTS. We did it every 2-3 months. We get about 62%. I'm not going to be reading all the numbers here. Rust, we collect everything once a month. We have 6,000 things, and, you know, you save 74% if you only care about, if you keep the information on the component level instead of the package level, right? And then PyPy is the wonderful thing, right? PyPy, you can query it and get the list of all everything available there. You get all the versions, right? It's not easy to remove a version, so these are the data, I think, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, no, a couple of weeks probably, right? So I can get 13 million packages from PyPy, right? But it's only 600,000. Okay, so, you know, I'm saving 95% of the data if I can talk about, you know, let's see, requests package instead of having request version, all the different versions that are available, right? When we're talking about BOM information, SBOM information, right, we obviously refer to a specific package, right? Because you have to talk about, hey, this is a specific component, a specific version from a specific supplier, right? But there is a way to organize your information on a more abstract level. And saving our time, that's all. Then we have a couple of minutes for questions. Yes, please, Gergely.
Mm-hmm. And for me, the license information, because of this, is more connected to the package and not the component.
Okay. Sorry for cutting you short. Repeating the observation is that you cannot always abstract everything because some information is version dependent, right? And for example, a package may change license. And this is obviously correct, and that's why, for example, on the OpenSSL example, the license information is not in the abstract, but there is another node about OpenSSL 3 that has the information language. Right, so the license, you put it there. What we actually do is when we collect information, because the information, you always collect it on the package level, right? So you get a new version, you get the information, and if it's the same, then you abstract it upwards on the tree, right? And there is always information, pieces of information like, you know, software hash ID that we compute the content hash of everything. It's obviously specific for package. There is no way that you can abstract this. But different versions may have different information, so you have to know where you put it in. Sorry. We're out of time.
Licenses may change. The hashes are relevant for the packages. Also, security vulnerabilities are relevant for the packages. If I understand you correctly, then you say we could save time, but still we need to process every package to determine the differences to the components.
Right. So when you collect, the question was, but we still have to process everything. Right. Right. The savings of there is the saving on storage, essentially. Right. In order to find out whether something is apply or not, you have to check it. Right. But if, for example, you have to keep all the copyright holders for everything. Right. Instead of keeping them for 13 million, you may keep it only for 600 if they are the same. Okay, sorry, we're really out of time. Next one. Thank you very much.